Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Whiteout. Hello, Chicago! If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer. It's the answer told by lines that stretched around schools and churches in numbers this nation had never seen. By people who waited 3 hours and 4 hours, many for the first time in their lives, because they believed that this time must be different, that their voices could be that difference. It's the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, disabled and not disabled, Americans who sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America. It's the answer that has led those who've been told for so long by so many to be cynical and fearful and doubtful about what we can achieve, to put their hands on the arc of history and bend it once more toward the hope of a better day. It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Hey, fight out.
A little bit earlier this evening, I received an extraordinarily gracious call from Senator McCain. Senator McCain fought long and hard in this campaign, and he's fought even longer and harder for the country that he loved. He has endured sacrifices for America that most of us cannot begin to imagine. We are better off for the service rendered by this brave and selfless leader. I congratulate him. I congratulate Governor Palin for all that they've achieved. And I look forward to working with them to renew this nation's promise in the months ahead. I want to thank my partner in this journey, a man who campaigned from his heart and spoke for the men and women he grew up with on the streets of Scranton and rode with on the train home to Delaware, the Vice President-elect of the United States, Joe Biden. And I would not be standing here tonight without the unyielding support of my best friend for the last 16 years, the rock of our family, the love of my life, the nation's next First Lady, Michelle Obama. Sasha and Malia, I love you both more than you can imagine, and you have earned the new puppy that's coming with us to the White House. And while she's no longer with us, I know my grandmother's watching, along with the family that made me who I am. I miss them tonight, I know that my debt to them is beyond measure. To my sister Maya, my sister Alma, all my other brothers and sisters, thank you so much for all the support that you've given me. I am grateful to them.
DJ Whiteout.
To my campaign manager, David Plum. The unsung hero of this campaign, who built the best political campaign, I think, in the history of the United States of America. To my chief strategist, David Axelrod, who has been a partner with me every step of the way. To the best campaign team ever assembled in the history of politics, you made this happen, and I am forever grateful for what you've sacrificed to get it done. But above all, I will never forget who this victory truly belongs to. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. I was never the likeliest candidate for this office. We didn't start with much money or many endorsements. Our campaign was not hatched in the halls of Washington. It began in the backyards of Des Moines, the living rooms of Concord, and the front porches of Charleston. It was built by working men and women who dug into what little savings they had to get $5, $10, $20 to the cause. It grew strength from the young people who rejected the myth of their generation's apathy, who left their homes and their families for jobs that offered little pay and less sleep. It grew strength from the not-so-young people who braved the bitter cold and scorching heat to knock on doors of perfect strangers, and from the millions of Americans who volunteered and organized and proved that more than two centuries later, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people has not perished from the earth. This is your victory. Now, I know you didn't do this just to win an election. I know you didn't do it for me. You did it because you understand the enormity of the task that lies ahead. For even as we celebrate tonight, we know the challenges that tomorrow will bring are the greatest of our lifetime. Two wars, a planet in peril, the worst financial crisis in a century. Even as we stand here tonight, we know there are brave Americans waking up in the deserts of Iraq and the mountains of Afghanistan to risk their lives for us. There are mothers and fathers who will lie awake after their children fall asleep and wonder how they'll make the mortgage or pay their doctor's bill or save enough for their child's college education. There's new energy to harness, new jobs to be created, new schools to build, and threats to meet, alliances to repair. The road ahead will be long. Our climb will be steep. We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term, but America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there. I promise you, we as a people will get there.
DJ Whiteout.
There will be setbacks and false starts. There are many who won't agree with every decision or policy I make as president. And we know the government can't solve every problem. But I will always be honest with you about the challenges we face. I will listen to you, especially when we disagree. And above all, I will ask you to join in the work of remaking this nation the only way it's been done in America for 221 years, block by block. Brick by brick, calloused hand by calloused hand. What began 21 months ago in the depths of winter cannot end on this autumn night. This victory alone is not the change we seek It is only the chance for us to make that change. And that cannot happen if we go back to the way things were. It can't happen without you, without a new spirit of service, a new spirit of sacrifice. So let us summon a new spirit of patriotism, of responsibility, where each of us resolves to pitch in and work harder and look after not only ourselves but each other. Let us remember that if this financial crisis taught us anything, it's that we cannot have a thriving Wall Street while Main Street suffers. In this country, we rise or fall as one nation, as one people. Let's resist the temptation to fall back on the same partisanship and pettiness and immaturity that has poisoned our politics for so long. Let's remember that it was a man from this state who first carried the banner of the Republican Party in the White House, a party founded on the values of self-reliance and individual liberty and national unity. Those are values that we all share. And while the Democratic Party has won a great victory tonight, we do so with a measure of humility and determination to heal the divides that have held back our progress. As Lincoln said to a nation far more divided than ours, we are not enemies, but friends. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. To those Americans whose support I have yet to earn, I may not have won your vote tonight, but I hear your voices. I need your help, and I will be your president too. And all those watching tonight from beyond our shores, from parliaments and palaces, to those who are huddled around radios in the forgotten corners of the world, our stories are singular, but our destiny is shared. And a new dawn of American leadership is at hand. To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you. To those who seek peace and security, we support you. And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we proved once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals, democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope. That's the true genius of America. That America can change. Our union can be perfected. What we've already achieved gives us hope for what we can and must achieve tomorrow. This election had many firsts and many stories that will be told for generations, but one that's on my mind tonight is about a woman who cast her ballot in Atlanta. She is a lot like the millions of others who stood in line to make their voice heard in this election, except for one thing. Ann Nixon Cooper is 106 years old. She was born just a generation past slavery, a time when there were no cars on the road or planes in the sky, when someone like her couldn't vote for two reasons, because she was a woman and because of the color of her skin. And tonight, I think about all that she's seen throughout her century in America. The heartache and the hope, the struggle and the progress. The times we were told that we can't, and the people who pressed on with that American creed, yes, we can. At a time when women's voices were silenced and their hopes dismissed, she lived to see them stand up and speak out and reach for the ballot. Yes, we can. When there was despair in the Dust Bowl and depression across the land, she saw a nation conquer fear itself with a new deal, new jobs, a new sense of common purpose. Yes, we can. When the bombs fell on our harbors and tyranny threatened the world, she was there to witness a generation rise to greatness and a democracy was saved. Yes, we can. She was there for the buses in Montgomery, the hoses in Birmingham, a bridge in Selma, and a preacher from Atlanta who told the people that we shall overcome. Yes, we can. A man touched down on the moon. A wall came down in Berlin. A world was connected by our own science and imagination. And this year, in this election, she touched her finger to a screen and cast her vote. Because after 106 years in America, through the best of times and the darkest of hours, she knows how America can change. Yes, we can.
DJ Whiteout.
America, we have come so far. We have seen so much. But there's so much more to do. So tonight, let us ask ourselves, if our children should live to see the next century, if my daughters should be so lucky to live as long as Ann Nixon Cooper, what change will they see? What progress will we have made? This is our chance to answer that call. This is our moment. This is our time to put our people back to work and open doors of opportunity for our kids, to restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace, to reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth that out of many we are one, that while we breathe, we hope, and where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Angry Blasted in the Black Radio. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, G-Quizzle. We got an hour, 42 minutes left with the guards. Got my nigga fresh in the building.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. What up, Big Dookie?
Nah, man, just listen to the words of this here, our President Obama.
Yeah, words, man.
It's deep, don't get me wrong. But the way I look at it, though, is, I mean, everything he's saying is good, it's righteous. I mean, I love what the man is saying because he's still got hope. But not one man can do it. You know what I'm saying? I see too many lazy people out here that ain't looking for work. How can you create jobs if a nigga don't want to work?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So, yeah, it's a lack of motivation. And it's unfortunate because it doesn't take for another human being to motivate you. You should be able to motivate yourself. Motivate yourself trying to be a good, righteous person by working, doing your thing, paying your bills, still having fun on the side, whatever. You don't got responsibilities. Don't nobody want to do anything for themselves. They always want somebody else to carry them on their back.
Pretty much.
And that's why everybody's starting to hate on Obama, because when he say it's time for a change, he, you know, try to plan off for a change. But that shit ain't going to come overnight. Everybody think, oh, he's just going to open out, like, new jobs and shit all of a sudden. Get your ass up and go get a job, man.
Yeah.
One action takes for another. That's the way I see it. That's why I ain't too into that politics shit.
I mean, it's real deal, though, because, you know, and it's like, I know this one cat used to work with me. This dude, I can't wait till I get fired so I can collect unemployment. I'm like, what? You proud of that, though? Like, sit on your ass all day and just collect unemployment?
And at that, you ain't even making what you was making. So now you're making less money and you're sitting on your ass. Like, you really?
Yeah.
Like, dog, I don't know. To me, they got us stuck on this paper thing. Everything's about a piece of paper, your diploma, whether it's money, whether it's your resume, whether it's your degree, anything. Everything's a piece of paper. They got us hungry for that. That's what we need to be hungry for. I don't understand how niggas just rather sit on their ass and not do a thing. I mean, I ain't knocking anybody's hustle. You sell dope, you sell dope. I mean, I might not agree with it, but I ain't knocking it. Do what you got to do to make money. Don't be a bum. Niggas,
yeah.
I mean, I can't stand bum niggas because they give us a bad rap.
Yeah.
Dog, I really just noticed the other day that down here, in South Florida. There's so many lesbians nowadays, it's not even funny. And why these girls lesbians? Because some nigga couldn't give them the dick good enough, or they fucked up and can't be a good nigga.
Pretty much.
And ain't that a bitch?
It's messed up because this is the future right here.
Yeah,
like,
now we gotta work
twice. I go to a club and I see a bunch of bad, you know, old sexy looking women. I'm like, okay, what's up, shorty? I'm gay. What?
Yup.
Are you kidding me?
Now I know some girls be throwing dudes off, but you know a gay bro when you see one, bro.
I don't understand it, man, bro.
It's crazy.
It is.
Hey, yo, somebody left their iPhone charger here. Well, I'll keep that in the back. And let me get a 2 Kanye Mini Dutchess.
Get that nigga a pack of coconut M&M's.
Coconut M&M's? They ain't got that shit.
Oh, they ain't got those, nigga?
Nah, man. Yo, man, candy and chips, man, yo, junk food down here is whack, bro. That's one thing I learned from going up there. Yo, I miss being up there with the junk food.
The junk food?
Yeah, man. The chips, the Cheetos, all the candy bars, everything is different up there.
Really?
Yeah, man.
So what y'all got down there?
Shit. I mean, we got your basic stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm over here looking up these plane tickets.
3, 4, 5.
Yo, what you doing this week, dog?
This week? Work, man. That's all I ever do now is work. I don't even got no life.
Yeah, I'm coming back out there to the O, nigga.
For real?
Yeah.
You really liking it out there, huh?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah,
I'm going out there to
his
family, though.
Yeah, it's your type, man. Nah, bullshit, because you like all them Puerto Ricans, man. That's what you like. I know you're tight, man. I know you're tight. Cuba wasn't enough for you, so you had to go the other direction.
Word, well, don't get twisted, man. Like, Cubans are definitely, you know, in the building.
Yeah.
Extra exoticness.
Yo, you know, supposedly she's living down here.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Supposedly she's living somewhere out here in Florida.
You need to get her on the show somehow, man. Reunite with that. Everybody that we have on the show can't hack it for some reason. Female
wise. I'd be lucky if I even talk to her still. Ever. And you know the main reason why.
Of course.
So, if it's off some kid shit like that, yeah, I guess, you know what I'm saying? I thank her because really, I mean, and a non-soft and pause, no home away, though. You know what I'm saying? She introduced me to some cool-ass cats.
Yeah, word, dog. You already know,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? So it's like, shit, I wouldn't be here today on this radio, the hottest motherfucking radio show. That shit always gets you amped.
Always.
If it wasn't for her, you know what I'm saying? So really, you know, all the bullshit besides the drama. Nah, thank her for that. I mean, she know I got mad love for her, dog. She always gonna be my family, but
yeah.
Sometimes people gotta grow up.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm a little pissed off about. All right, I'm looking at these airplane tickets, and I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Let me see if I can do a one way. I'm gonna do a one way there and one way back. Maybe I'll save some money. So the one way going there is like $92. I'm like, all right, bet. That's what's up.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Now, the one way coming back is $100. But the only way it's $100 is because it's stopping in Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
That's real gay.
It's not even a one-way trip. That's whack.
Yeah. Now, if I want it to be nonstop, for one way going back up north, it's 220.
Damn, what the
come
fuck?
Come on, dog.
Yo, it only takes like, 2 hours on the plane, don't it?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I don't understand what's going on here. Anyway,
What airline is that?
Hey, it's a Philly airport. Oh, what plane?
Yeah.
US Airways.
What is it? Airways. Why don't you do that Southwestern or whatever that shit's called?
Yeah, you're not free to go about the country.
Yeah, that shit. I'll be watching that commercials like crazy, guys.
That's funny. The content with Wicked Had Car. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit up Newark Airport to see if it's different. It might be different at Newark.
Would you fly out of last time, Kennedy? I flew out of
Atlantic City on Spirit Airlines.
Why Atlantic? Oh, yeah, it's close to
it. Yeah. Also, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, you're in and out, this and that, yada, yada. So I was like, you know what? Let me try this out.
Does it make a difference on an airport how cheap it is?
Well, it was actually pretty smooth. The line went pretty quick. That's the only thing.
I ain't never been on a plane before.
Are you serious?
Yeah, though. I've been to like a million airports, but I've never stepped foot on a plane.
Oh, man, you're bugging.
Yes. I've had like just one only opportunity where I was like getting ready to. Like, it was in a matter of minutes because we're about to buy the plane tickets, and we decided to take a train. And we ended up taking the train. So, yeah, still to this day, I've yet to be on one. Yeah, I'm kind of scared, though. I ain't going to lie.
Well, you know, I really don't want to fly by myself as well, but I'm like, you know, I gotta get over that because all fear is the devil. So.
Yeah, no doubt, but the way I see it is, it ain't even the devil. The way I look at it, nigga, you 30,000 feet up in the air, there's only one way you going, and that's down.
Yeah.
So if I'm already down, at least I'm already down, you feel me? I'll deal with it then. But when you in the plane, I know you ain't supposed to think that way, and they say the chances are all, but I ain't trying to be the dude from La Bamba. I ain't trying to be one of these random-ass stories on the news saying, oh, yeah, passengers. 30 passengers on flight 111 just crashed and died, and the other 46 are okay and shit. Yeah, I ain't with that. I mean, I ain't trying to scare you now, fuck you up now, but that's, I mean.
you know how nigga got quiet, right?
Yeah, niggas like, wait. I'll sit here looking at plane tickets.
Wow. What's going on?
Final destination shit.
Yeah, final destination. As long as nobody wakes up in a cold sweat, we good.
Yeah,
man. But I mean, President Obama, a lot of people are saying how, you know, he's supposed to be bringing the troops over, back and all, and he's sending more troops over than actually bringing them back. But I mean, I'm like, look, man, you don't know what's going on in that White House, man. Like, anything could be happening. I mean,
yo, that's.
So it's like, you can't really come at him, like, you know what I mean? And then you got people out there like, oh, yeah, well, you know, if it was a white president, then it would be better. Come on, man. Let's cut that racism thing out of here, man. Like,
you can't even bring race. The nigga's white. He ain't black.
Yeah.
He black skin, but he white. Come on now. He like Lupe Fiasco. They ain't black. They white inside. They just black on the outside.
Uh-huh.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. All it is, man, everything breaks down to religion. That's the way I see it, bro. That's what this whole war is about, is religion. It ain't about who's turf and all that shit. It's about religion. What religion can stand out the most? But don't make no sense to me, because everybody prays to the same thing.
I mean, it's all one God.
That's the way I see it. There's one God. I don't get too... I mean, I ain't, you know, hating on the Bible or nothing like that, but... I'm sorry, I can't believe something that somebody else wrote, You know how many times that thing's been translated and rewritten? Yeah, I do believe somebody started this, but how can you believe that, you know, there was a Jesus? I don't know that. Just because you told me, nigga, you full of shit. It's scary, man. It's scary.
Yeah.
This world is scary,
bro. Just have faith. You know what I mean?
Yeah, have faith, live one day at a time, that's it. That's the way I see it. Now, just at the end of Obama's speech, what did he say? God bless the United States. if you're trying to be friends in peace to make, you know, world peace, why are you just claiming the United States? Now, I understand that's where we got to start, but you also got to start with other countries, because you're not going to be able to handle your own country when you got enemies and people that want to eat off of your plate.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be greed. There's always going to be a nigga that wants to be on top.
Yo, you said Southwestern. Southwest Airlines.
Southwest.
I'm over here putting in Southwestern.
I don't know. I know it was something like that.
See, now, why'd they be on some other stuff?
But I can't lie though. Obama's cool though, man.
Yeah, man. He's
Obama,
doing
yeah, Obama seems like he's more down to earth and he can relate to everybody a little more. You know what I'm saying? Like Clinton was the shit, bro. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That nigga was real. He let it be known, and he had us up on the economy.
Yeah, he did have yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you that one. You didn't have anything on the academy.
I mean, definitely held it down, bro. We were up on dollars. And then when fucking Bush came in, we was what? Short, like, what, 100 trillion or some dumb shit like that?
I mean, yeah.
Would money just disappear?
I don't know, dog. That's what I'm saying. That's why we don't even get into politics. Like, I was telling everybody, yeah, you might as well vote. Let's get Democrats in the building. But it's, I guess I'm a hypocrite because I didn't vote. I really don't believe in voting, but I'm not going to knock anybody else off of it.
Straight up, because,
you know
what I mean? even Obama doesn't even really get the last word.
Yeah,
you got to think how many other people are in that Congress and in the government. Yeah, I'm sure he's probably got to give, like, one of the final approvals, but I guarantee there's approvals without him even knowing. Yo, the government's shady. I don't believe in all that shit, man. I just got to do me, live happy, make sure my family eats good.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the way I look at it, bro. I had got into all that Freemason shit, bro. All that shit's crazy. The whole dollar bill, what they praise to. They pray to an owl. What's supposed to be hidden on a dollar bill? An owl. The whole pyramid in Spanish New World Order. All that shit's crazy.
I can't stand
the government. I'll tell them straight up, but at the same time, the government doesn't trust the government. That's how fucked up it is.
I mean, put like this. I don't know about all that. Like, I mean, I'm doing pretty well. I mean, the government's done me pretty well. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, let me switch that up. Actually, God has done me very well. But you gotta think of it like this. Out of all governments in the world, which one, and a lot of people say, oh, we're not free. Out of all the governments in the world, which one would you rather ride for? I mean, ignore all the other stuff. Like, yeah, I mean, I know they have YouTube videos and all this.
That's cute
and all, but I mean, it could be BS. It may not be BS. Just like, you know what I mean, the lottery could be BS, but then it might not be BS. You know what I mean?
That's a real good question. And honestly, I probably couldn't even give you a straight answer for that because, for one, yeah, we're free to an extent. We really are, but we are being surveillance. We're always being watched. We're always being listened to. So there is no hiding. There is no being your own self no more. But at the same time, you can go to another country and be gorgeous and beautiful, but you don't really know how it is living there until you live there. And honestly,
yeah.
I ain't lived in no other country, so I can't say I want to move to another country. Like some people say, if I hit the lotto for 100 mil, whatever, I go move to like Costa Rica, Jamaica. Yo, I'll probably give me a spot down there, but I ain't going to stay there for good. Yo, the States is gorgeous. You go up north to New York, you got tall skyscrapers, beautiful lights. It's gorgeous, beautiful weather, gorgeous women, you know what I'm saying, shopping off the chain. Then you got down south Miami, you know what I'm saying, you got the beach, and you got Cali, L.A., this is paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Just motherfuckers don't treat it like it's paradise.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. That's why I'm like, look, dog, it may be, you know what I mean, some people might look at it as, oh, we're not free. But like this, I mean, the surveillance thing, that's a good thing, then it could be a bad thing. It could be a bad thing because if, you know, you're having phone sex with one of your girls and you hear a little staticness in the background.
Yeah.
You got somebody listening to your phone sex situation, where somebody's doing something on something that's going to harm nations and harm people. Well, I don't care if you're planning to rob a bank. If they can stop that in time, then that's, you know what I mean? That's
I feel you on it. See, nah, that's that. Nah, I feel you on that. That's cool though.
But
at the same time,
it's like it's like a lot of things though that are here to protect you can be a negative to you as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got, like, listening towers where, like, they have this thing where they can, I think it's like a mile or two away. They can just point at a building and hear everything that's going on in there. And you could be telling some personal stuff. Nothing like, against anybody, or you're not plotting on nobody, but say you come to find out, like, you got AIDS or something like that, and you're confiding in somebody. You know what I mean? This person, or, like, for instance, you can be giving out your social or something like that. And somebody listening in on that. Just because somebody from the government is listening in don't necessarily mean that person themselves is a good, righteous person. I can understand if it's, it's confidential. We're just listening
in
to make sure there's no negativity going on. But
even then, is that government person still be trusted?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just because he works for the government don't mean he's righteous. He could be
niggas have bad days.
The guy he's listening to. So that's all
niggas
talk about.
Nah, niggas have bad days. A nigga, his wife could have left him all sudden. Fuck this. I'm going to go ahead and just jack this person. I'm going to get him arrested.
I'm
going to
jack
this person
for his credit. I'm going to use his name. Like, it's crazy, man. But it's like,
it really is.
That's why. That's where, but see, with situations like that, that's where faith comes in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're a righteous dude, you know what I mean?
Nope.
You trust in God and Jesus Christ, you're good. You ain't got to worry about all that. You know what I mean? You can talk free on the phone. Like, for instance, I'm pretty sure the government is listening right now. But I just want to welcome them in real quick. United States of America. I've been a citizen since the day I popped out my mom's vagina. And I'm happy to be here. I must say I'm happy to be here. I'm thinking about joining the reserves, you know, just to get some of that electrician money out of me, you know, so I can teach me how to be an electrician and all that. And what else? And this is the hottest show on the internet, just to let y'all know. And kick back, put your feet up, and donuts on me. I mean, isn't it?
I think these niggas upgraded nowadays. They on bagels and shit.
What happened?
I think these cops nowadays, they upgraded. They don't fuck with donuts.
Oh,
they do bagels and shit
now.
Like, yeah, dog.
Come
cops
on,
out here, they don't play.
Out,
they'll beat your ass, though.
See, this is what I'm talking about. It's $82 to go to Orlando. It's $3,000 to come back. Are you kidding me?
Take a train back.
Well, not.
Take a train.
See, I would take the train, but someone told me it takes like a day, like close to a full day to take a train.
What?
Take a train up there.
Get the fuck out of here. I took a bus from Union City down here, and that shit only took like 17, 18 hours.
On a bus?
On a bus.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, it was the most uncomfortable ride of my life, but man, I was in a bright, big-ass yellow charter bus that was called La Cubanita.
Yeah.
And nothing but old ass Cubans, dog. Everything was, the movies were bootleg and they were all in Spanish.
He said old ass Cubans.
What?
Cuban B.
Cuban B. Okay, bro. Drinking coffee every second and shit.
You see, now I would hit up JetBlue, but I'm not doing JetBlue, dog. Because JetBlue is cheap. And I just don't trust. I mean, I know you still gotta believe in God, but I don't trust JetBlue. Now, God gave me a brain to think, like, okay, you know how you get a, let's say, you get a cheap kitchen table.
and you put, you know, you put like two heavy dictionaries on it and it breaks.
Uh-huh.
Or that's what you get for buying a cheap table. If you get a sturdy table that was worth the money, then you won't have any problems. So, I mean, if you get all that cheap stuff. All right, let's see. I'm gonna switch this up real quick. I'm gonna go to Newark Airport. Newark Airport, it's popping.
That shit's big as hell.
Yeah, it is.
I went by it.
Newark is a rocking. But yeah, man, it's just that you gotta give the brother time. It's just that I have a fear that if he doesn't change something quickly, that next term he's not gonna get reelected. And that's gonna suck.
Oh, no. That's for sure.
That's gonna suck. That's why I'm like,
because we gotta get it done. If we don't get it done, then we're pretty much fucked. Nobody's gonna get it done.
But y'all gotta understand, we all gotta work together. Y'all got all that differences that y'all got. Oh, well, I'm rich and I'm white, or I'm rich and I'm black, and you're poor and you're black. So why should I help you out? I didn't get no help and all that. That's being ignorant. Like, you can't be like that. You gotta work together. How we gonna go out there and be like, yo, we're the best country out there, and we're holding it down, and we're better than you, but y'all can't get it together, like,
yeah,
the people overseas and all that, they look at us like, you know what I mean, they look at us as
we're the country that sues
everybody wants to come to the United States. Everybody, so many people want to come to the United States that they're running across the border.
That's like, how bad it is, for real.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you got, like, Mexicans packed in, like 20 Mexicans in a taco shell.
They can look at us, you know, Cubans, dog, making their own little boats and hoping not to get eaten by sharks and shit just to get here.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous right there. That's dedication.
That shit's crazy.
You know what I mean? So it's like, everybody wants to come over here. It's not just because they're stupid. It's because they're smart. Like, you know, they realize they're popping off.
Yo, speaking of Cubans, off topic, but dog, have you played Black Ops yet?
Ah, dog.
Sorry, this shit
is. What you got? What you got for the box?
Yeah.
No,
that shit is fucking ill, bro. It's ill as fuck. First level, you fucking trying to go after Fidel and kill him and shit.
Oh, yeah?
So this shit is hot.
I have the game. I played at my boy's house, but I have the game. But I never really
played
went
in.
I ain't played at my house yet. And he keeps telling me, "Yo, man, everybody get online."
Nah, I ain't even playing online yet, bro. I'm playing the game first, and then I'll play online.
Yeah. What you got for the box?
Yeah, bro. This is ill. It's nothing like the last Call of Duty. You got zombies, you got the online, bro. The game itself, the whole plot in the, bro, it's just ill, dog. This game is gonna be the hot game for a minute. So if y'all video game nerds like me, bitch, y'all get the new Call of Duty. That shit, money well worth spent, bro.
Yeah, I might want to check that Call of Duty out. That Call of Duty out. Yeah, I'm about to play this track real quick. This is a little, we're going to add a little bit of comedy to the Angry Bastard Radio. This is the Obama special on Angry Bastard Radio. This is a positive show with a twist of African music here and there and support for the post.
Man, you're like,
and we support him. Poutis, and for those of you that don't know who Poutis stands for President of the United States. So this show is dedicated to my main man, Barack Obama. Come listen and share your stories about Election Day. It is what it is.
Obama.
This is Dane Cook, Obama.
Right off the bat, just so I can kind of get a vibe off the crowd, how many people here voted for Barack Obama to be our president? Great. How many people voted for the other guy or the end of all mankind as we know it? I mean, here's the thing about Barack Obama that I love. I just love the name Barack Obama. That right there says power. It sounds like he should be fighting De La Hoya this weekend. That is just a badass name right there. Now, I'm here to tell you, this is exciting for history. We have our first black president, okay? That is just an amazing... Okay, all right, white people, relax. I can see you're kind of getting into that mode. Can we say anything we want now? I'm sure you know you've got that white friend, right? He says some ignorant comment, you call him on it, you're like, man, you gotta watch it. No, I'm not racist, I've got a black friend. Yeah, this isn't the same thing. The whole, I've got a black president thing isn't gonna cut it. I know, too, that all white people, we tend to have like just a smidgen of racism in us. Sometimes we get caught. I even do it myself sometimes. One of my best friends since I was a kid, Kenny, he's black, and sometimes he'll point out when I'm being racist, I didn't even mean to be. One day we were having a debate I was on his side with, okay? I'm still wrong, even though I'm on his side. I'm going with him, and I'm like, yeah, man, I see where you're coming from. And he's like, no, you don't. I go, no, I'm understanding what he goes, you don't understand. I go, I can appreciate. He goes, you can't even appreciate. So I said, I feel like there's a lot of racial tension between black people and white people still. So I said, what about this, just as a wild idea? What if we discovered a brand new planet? And that planet was a vacant planet, and it was like a sister planet to Earth, atmospherically the same, land, water. And what if, just to give ourselves a bit of a time out, we took all the white people on Earth, and we just went to that new planet just to kind of sell. And right there he interrupts me. He goes, oh, see, you're racist right there. I'm like, why? He goes, white people get the brand new planet, black people get shitty old Earth. No. I appreciate the fact that Obama is the tech president. I kind of like that. Isn't that kind of cool? It's like you see him, he's on his BlackBerry, and I'm like, is he playing Brick Breaker right now? What is he? He does like YouTube updates, right? Isn't that going to be cool? You log into your MySpace in the middle of the night, you're like, oh, fuck, Obama's on. You can like write to him, Obama, what are you doing? Oh, I just downloaded that video of the kid shooting himself in the nipple with a paintball gun. You're going to see that. And I'm working on some legislation, too. Oh, good stuff. Obama, you on Facebook? No, I got poked by a zombie and the Secret Service took me out of there. So. I think it's kind of, it's a little bit unsettling, I'll say that, when you start hearing the chatter, right, there's a little bit of talk that somebody might try to assassinate Obama. Whenever I hear that, I think to myself, this guy, he already has the shittiest job in the world. Next to Alaskan crab fishermen, this is just the worst... We are putting all of our hopes and our dreams, all of us, into this guy. He's like Mr. Fix-It, okay? He's thinking about two wars, recession, depression, higher unemployment. Even the most vile, racist motherfucker is sitting on their porch going, I think we should see what this guy can do. What do you say, Billy Ray? You want to give him a shot? Yeah, exactly. No, not that kind of shot. An opportunity. I think that this guy is so stressed, honestly, with all these problems on his mind. Obama's sitting in the Oval Office right now with his head in his hands trying to figure it all out. He might be the first U.S. president to assassinate himself.
Yeah, that was some funny shit, bro.
That nigga Dane Cook is stupid.
Real.
Ah! Ah, man. Y'all listen to Angry Bastard Radio. It's up at 914-338-1782. Take a shot at dedications and requests until 8 o'clock in the p.m. Right now, you live with G Quizzle and Fresh. Not Fresh to Death anymore. It's definitely Fresh. Need to get their chin smacked.
Oh, shit. Man. Chin, I guess.
Big shout out to Cuba somewhere. But for, I'm trying to get close to guys. So I ain't gonna say that, but she's somewhere.
What?
Huh?
I said, what?
I was about to say she's somewhere with her ass in the air.
Well, we know.
But that wouldn't be right. And y'all listening to the Obama special. Where we, holding it down.
It's the new, man. It's the new. It is time for a change. We all got to make it happen. Just like Dane Cook said, we all putting all their trust in the one man, but you got to trust yourself with your man.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he can't just do it himself. Like, you got to.
Yeah, exactly, dog. He needs help.
Take some initiative and, That's like you saying, oh, well, my car needs to be, my car note needs to be paid. And you just say it and don't do anything about it. Like, God, can you please pay my bills? And then you fall back on your ass. Like, you know, it's sweet. Like, okay, I'm going to help you pay your, I'm going to help you pay your bills. But you got to, you know what I mean, do something about that first.
Exactly. You got to help yourself get help.
Exactly.
You can't help
yourself.
I'll take
care of the
rest. Who's going to help
you? You got to help yourself.
Yeah. Who would want to help you if you don't even want to help yourself?
Yeah. That's why I give him mad props, because he's doing a lot of things. But see, you know what? I'm kind of glad that it's a little bit fair. I mean, a lot of people are probably going to stone me to death after the show. But now it's a little fair, because you don't want any president to have that much freedom. In other words, what I mean is now there's like a couple of, you know, a tad bit more Republicans in office. So the decisions that he makes, because the United States is already broke. Like, we make money, but we owe everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, Obama makes good choices, but you don't want him to have a whole bunch of Democrats in the office and him okaying everything. Like, the health care thing, all right, that was cute. You know, everyone has health care now, but it's like, the question is, like, this, like, if he comes to the Republicans and the Democrats, like, okay, I want to, let me just throw out there, I want everybody in the world, no, everybody in the United States to have a PlayStation 3. So I'm going to make it that every U.S. citizen from the age of 21 and up can receive a free, brand new PlayStation 3 with 10 games each. All right, well, maybe for 5 or 10 people, maybe 20, maybe 100. That's cool. But you talking about a billion PlayStation 3s for free?
Mm-hmm.
And 10 games for free? You know what I mean? Choices like that. That's a choice where, as someone that doesn't have a PlayStation 3 and hasn't worked for it, will be like, oh, well, yeah, that's a good look. Let's make that happen. Whereas someone else that actually works for theirs will be, you know what I mean? Like, what I'm trying to say is that no president should be able to say, okay, look, I want this to happen, and it happens. It should be somewhat of a, okay, well, wait a minute. Do you realize how much money you're going to take from the actual government in order to make this happen? We don't have the money for that. And it's stupid.
Knowing that you need
so
it for something else.
You need someone that gives some type of a reason, some type of an opinion. Because if it's just free, this dude can say, oh, yeah, I want ice cream for everybody. You know, at 10 o'clock p.m., everybody gets some ice cream. All right, that's cute, but you're taken from something. So if, like, this healthcare thing, everybody got healthcare, right? But we don't really have the money, and I'm talking about government-wise. They don't have money like that. We owe everybody. So they have to take from something to make something. So now everyone has healthcare. I looked at the tank the other day. Well, regular gas, it's at $2.77. It was at, like, $2.30, yeah.
That's just, like, three and change down here, son.
Yeah, it creeped up. And I've been getting mid-grade gas, and I normally, if it's $2.50 or $2.40, even if it's at $2.10, I take it to the nearest dollar. So I'll be like, let me not even it out. Okay, there's $3.69, $12. Let me get $12 regular. Now it's getting closer to $3. But I've been paying like as if it was $3 anyway, so it ain't really hurting me. You know what I mean? But once it gets over that, it was like I saw high grade gas. It's $3.07. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. You know what I mean? It's actually getting there. So, and people don't understand that. People don't understand. Like, they just want and want and want and want and want. And I don't vote, and I know this stuff. But people want, oh, well, why can't the government do this? And, well, how come we can't have this? Well, why can't they lower the gas? And why can't they do this? And why can't they lower the price of milk? Like, well, damn. You want everything lowered. How about you get your ass off your ass? How about you get off your ass and get a job?
Yeah, contribute.
You know what I mean? And it's like, for those that lost their job, God bless them. I mean, I understand what you're going through, because I've been jobless before. You know what I mean? The only difference is that these are guys that was actually making that buku money, and they lost everything. I mean, you could have lost it because you was putting money before God. Like, there could be a lot of reasons why you lost that. You should go back to church and stay in church. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people say, oh, God's not going to do anything for me. Okay, well, so what are you going to do, sit at home and not believe in God and constantly say it's God's fault? It's your fault. Get your ass out and go get a job.
Exactly.
Or at least go to church and ask for forgiveness or whatever. You know what I mean? You get to save your soul and get a better job. You know what I mean?
Because you got to save yourself first.
Sounds like a done deal to me.
Yeah, you got to save yourself first. You got to be able to help yourself. If you can't help yourself in any way, you're not going to get any help. And believe it or not, that's how you're helping yourself, is by going to church, you're praying, maybe asking God for forgiveness, or maybe asking him for some help, for advice, whatever it is. That right there is your start for your help, because you're trying to help yourself. You want the help. You're willing to accept the help. But niggas don't want to do that. Niggas just want to whine and cry like a little bitch all day long and expect something to happen. Shout out to y'all haters, by the way.
Yo.
Y'all, this Call of Duty's addicting, bro.
Yeah, so it's like, it's crazy, man. Like, it really is. So it's like, you just gotta... Y'all got to get your stuff together. Word up. Like, you know what I mean? Get your stuff together.
Everybody
get it proper. Like,
yeah,
y'all got to understand.
Works.
Like, y'all want all these things, but the government can't give you everything. Like, I can understand if all the money, I understand that if, you know, government had all this extra money, we owed nobody, and, you know what I mean, we was on point. Then, yeah, I mean, what's up? But you know what? The only way that we can be able to do that is if everybody works together. And in this United States, even the world, but United States mostly, people are so segregated to their own, like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to go, like, especially people with money. Oh, I got money. I don't got it. I'm not chilling with them. They're broke. Damn, that's effed up. Those would be your boys, but now you don't want to bang with them because they don't have the bread you got. Or, oh, well, she's fat, and I'm gorgeous, so I'm not chilling with her. Or, you know what I mean? Like, we need to all work together. Like, no one person is better than the other.
Hell,
you know I mean, we may look different, we may have more than others, but that's not how we were. And I just realized this, and a lot of people are blinded. Do you realize that we was put in this world to help each other?
Yeah.
And that's what we're not doing.
That was
like,
the whole point.
We're supposed to help one another. You see somebody starving in the street, damn it, go buy them a hoagie and give it to them.
Word.
People nowadays are like, sorry, can I have some change? Out of here, I'm good. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah, straight up. I ain't going to give you money. If you want some food, dog, I got you. You know what I'm saying? You hungry?
Yeah, I'll buy you a cheeseburger or something. I'm not giving you no
bread.
I
ain't got
no
problem with that.
Some dope.
Yeah. You know, I just need a dollar. So, no, you don't. What you need is a fucking job application. Bro, there's shelters out there. There's ways to clean yourself up. There's ways to go get a job. If you lost your Social Security, first, if you get any, dog, there's ways, bro. Just motherfuckers don't want to do it.
Yeah.
They would rather stay on the corner and beg for money, and beg for somebody else's money. Well, guess what? I ain't going to give you my money.
There's another thing also. A lot of people are locked up because of bad decisions. And what I mean by bad decisions are, you, instead of you waiting, because God has a plan for everybody, instead of you waiting for your gift to come, you get edgy and you let that, well, sometimes, you see, I can't always say it's the devil either, because a lot of people think that, oh, well, I robbed this dude the other day, so you know what? That was the devil that did that. No, that was yourself that did that. The devil
the
will do everything. Yeah, like, sometimes that's you doing that, not the devil. So, y'all give the devil a lot of credit, and of course, you're going to take it like, all right, well, I didn't do that one, but they want to say I did it. It is what it is. You know what I mean? But,
yo, straight up, yo, it's mind over matter. Whatever you leave, like, led to your mind to believe, that's what it's going to believe. If you tell yourself that you're touching something and it's hot, If you tell me, you thinking, damn, I should get this nigga. Look, look at all the ways I can get through it. I can get him. I ain't going to get caught. Ain't nobody going to fuck with me. Ain't going to come back to me. The nigga's pussy. Now you got all these positive thoughts in a negative way, but all these, like, other decisions to go and make you do the robbery now. Your mind is the most powerful thing, and people don't understand that. That's why we can't use 100% of our brain, because it would be too scary, way too scary.
Yeah.
When you're having a bad day and you're thinking bad and negative, what's going to keep happening that day? Bad and negative shit. You're going to end up tripping over, fucking dropping your phone. Little dumb thing is going to keep egging you on and pissing you off because you're already in a bad state of mind. The littlest thing that could slightly change it is, you know what I'm saying, as what you found your happiness, because that can make you smile, but that's the power of mind. That somebody can change that quick, but they don't want to adapt to the change. And that's the problem, because they're so used to something for so long that they think that it's always going to be the same, but it's not. Things have to change. The world's never going to stay the same. Every day is different. Every day people change.
Pretty much. That's some real truth, man. You must be lit up right now.
Like 3 blunts in right now.
Yeah, I'm about to say that nigga smoked like he had some smoke in his chest.
Yeah, man. Nah, but straight up, bro. Because I mean, it's whatever like you want to believe, and it's scary because it took something for me to believe it, but it's still a product that got sold. It's called The Secret. It's, you know what I'm saying, mind over matter. Now, they're teaching you about this mind over matter, but at the same time, they're selling you on this product. Everything's a product that's being sold, whether if it's visible or not. I mean, you can believe what you want to believe. Me, I do believe in God, but is that not an invisible product that somebody's selling us? Like, when you go to church, why do you have to donate money? For what? Nigga, God ain't had no money. Jesus ain't had no money. The hell you need money for?
But it's more like blessings, like, you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't put you up by blessings. It's
like,
nah.
What it is,
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. It's training you. It's training you to be able to have responsibility. Like, someone broke it down to me. I just think the same way you did. They just broke it down to me. It's like, it teaches you to not be so tight with my money. I'm not giving my money out to nobody unless it's doing something for me. I'm not doing nothing. Now, if a church says, yo, give $50, you give what you can give. You know what I mean? If you got $10 in your pocket and you ain't got $50, don't be like, oh, well, I ain't got $50. I ain't giving out nothing. Give them, you know what I mean? Because those who do good, it always comes back to them.
Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that, though.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of churches be like, oh, well, you know, well, just don't be cheap.
That's
wrong. They shouldn't say,
honestly,
if you're broke and jobless and you ain't collecting the check, so what does that mean? You're not going to get a blessing? But there's always other ways to do your tithes and all. Like for instance, me. I could be at Popeyes or, you know, Taco Bell or any fast food restaurant, and I could be eating, and I could be starving. But if I see, like, a parking lot filled up with seagulls, never fails. I'll sometimes go on a mission looking for them maybe, but it never fails. I'll throw, you know, some food out, and that's tithes right there. Like you contributing to, like, you're giving away something that is from you that you could be eating. You know what I mean? So if you see somebody on the street, you're like, you know, let me go buy her a sandwich. She looks hungry.
Yeah, it's from the heart, no doubt.
Exactly.
I couldn't give out money. Yeah, see, I just couldn't get over the whole fact, like, why I need to go here when I could do the same thing at my house or whatever. Like, I don't feel like I need to go to a certain place to praise God or say a prayer.
I feel
motivation for God, for me to have more God in me, to feel more blessed. The way I look at it is, you can do that on your own given time. If God who he is, and if they say what he is, he's always out there to listen. If he's always listening, he knows how you feel. Y'all praying right there. What do I need to go over there for? I mean, see, now I can also dig what you're saying, responsibility, having you get up and take care of priorities. But at the same time, you're making an unnecessary priority that's just being a product. Now you're making it where you have to go and do it. Like, people, is it not true that people feel like they're almost forced to go into church? Why would you have
to? Yeah, a lot of people, but see, those are the weak ones.
Why are you feeling forced to go and do something? You're your own person. The man's not going to degrade you, or he's not going to, you know what I'm saying, punish you for not going to church. You just got to believe in yourself and believe in him. You good. I mean, as far as I would think, at least. But everybody, you know, entitled to their own opinion. Everybody think different, but that's just the way I see it. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I would never go to church. I just don't go to church. Cause I ain't.
Well, yeah, it's got to come from within you. A lot of people go to church because, a lot of people that go to church don't, like me, I'm trying to go to church and actually change. And I'm like Rocky. I'm slowly changing. I mean, I'm trying to stop cursing and all that. Like, I'm slowly changing. I'm reading the Bible more. But it's like a lot of people go to church, and once they leave church, go back to the same lifestyle they're going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like
you, if you're going to go to church, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that you got to, okay, boom, you're a preacher now. But
yeah,
at least try to, like, you got some girls in there that go to church, and it's like they'll go to church to pick up men. And they wear the skimpiest outfits. Like, are you kidding me? You're going to church. Why are you the fashion show?
Yeah, you ain't there. You ain't there to try to look hot. You there for a reason. Yeah. You there trying to get the word of God.
Like, you just put on some pumps and some tights or some, a wig and, you know, whatever you're going to have on. Like, sleet in your eyes, it don't matter. Slippers, chanclas, and some baggy long johns or whatever.
Yeah.
It don't matter. And it's funny because I went to church one time, and this chick, she was in with a skimpy outfit, and then she comes outside in the church parking lot talking to some dude, and her kids is in the car, and she's like, get the F in the car, stop playing games. I'm like, whoa, how you on church grounds coming at your kids like that? Oh my, man.
Yeah,
it's
just
amazing.
But let me ask you this. Why does it take for church, why does it take for you to look to God to make yourself change and swearing and trying to change your life in little ways?
Because sometimes when you OD, something like everybody has their time to wake up. And, for you know, fortunately for me, mine is around now, like now. You know what I mean? So It took, and someone actually told me, like, yo, do you realize you curse a lot? And I didn't realize it.
But shit,
see,
I do.
Not cursing can help out a lot because you never know. God can have a better job for me lined up. But if I can't control my cursing, that job can be taken away from me just by a snap of a fingers because you don't have proper. Like, I can be at an interview like, I was working at the other job. Well, nah, that motherfucker, you know what I mean? It can slip up if you try to practice on, like, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of women out there that don't like guys that curse that much because they're like, that's disgusting. And it, to me, it's only a word. You know what I mean? It's a word that society built up and made it seem like it's a bad word.
That's like saying, today,
Xbox. Xbox is considered a curse. You shouldn't say that word. That's a bad word.
That's the way I see it.
It's the word. It's like if I run a red light, I just broke the law. Like, are you kidding me? It's a color. You're going to give me a ticket, and I'm going to lose my license because of a color of electricity and a bulb? Are you kidding me? But there you go. I can understand because laws are made for a purpose, not to control you, somewhat to control you, but not to really, like, if you run a red light, what's the chances of you in a busy intersection? What's the chance of you not getting into an accident if you run a red light?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you got to follow
the law.
So I understand that. But see, a lot of people, they got all these rules and commandments, thou shouldn't do this and thou shouldn't do that. But see, then again, when it gets to that, thou should not kill. Everybody has killed somebody. I'm not going to say somebody. Everybody has killed something in their lifetime. Me, when I was young, I see a herd of ants, I'm stepping on all of them because I was a kid and I was stupid. They're all just trying to make a living to feed their tribe, their family. I mean, the rest of them ants.
with my ass, I'm over here stomping on them and scraping them like, yeah, yeah. I just killed like a trillion ants in one shot.
Yeah, I can't fly. I killed a dog before.
Flies, mosquitoes. Everybody has killed something in their life. So everybody broke that law. A lot of people think that, oh, well, I never killed anybody. No. It says thou shalt not kill. It doesn't say thou shalt not kill a person, a human being. It says thou shalt not kill.
That's it.
Everyone has killed a fly that was around hovering over their food. Everyone has killed something in their lifetime.
Yep.
Like, when you lay down on your bed, there's microscopic little tiny things on your body that always die.
Yep.
So it's like, that's when you got to kind of really ask, like, okay, well, what do you mean by kill? Because if they mean kill as in everything, when you walk on the ground, you could have just killed something and not know it.
Straight up, yeah. You really just don't know.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what I mean? Even the holiest person is. So that's why they say nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Jesus died for our sins. So the best you can do, I'm not saying that be a straight saint, but at least somewhat look at your life, reevaluate it, and someone be like, well, you know what? I do like this and I do that. Like, for instance, lighten up. I don't light up no more, dog.
What?
Yo, I had a blunt, and I smoked half of the blunt. The other half, I actually threw in the toilet and flushed it.
Wow.
Right then and there, I was done. I said, you know, I'm done.
Wow. I ain't hating on that.
Done. Yeah, so it's like, and a lot of people are, oh, well, you know what I mean? You can be hooked. I haven't once thought about it like, damn, now I want to light up. You know what I mean? I used to drink. I used to pack Coronas down. I had a Corona the other day. It made me sick. I'm like, hell. Like, normally I can get a 22-ounce and chug that and be good. I got me a little baby Corona, and, like, it took forever just to get halfway down a bottle. You know what I mean? So everybody has change coming towards them, but it depends on when your change is coming.
I'm telling you, though, it's all in your mind, bro. You tell your mind that you don't want to do it, then no more, you're not going to do it. But when you tell yourself, man, it's hard, I don't know if I can, you're already making excuses that you can't do it. The word can't shouldn't even be in a man's or woman's vocabulary. If you fail,
a man can say that we took a damn rib out of us, that so
beautiful
women that keep cursing us out can come up in the world.
Word, bro. I mean, that's what you just can't stop. If you fail, get up on your feet and try it again. At least you know already what's coming. At least you already have an idea now. So now you don't feel like, you know, that was your first time.
Yeah, we got 47 minutes left. Yo, you staying on for the rest of the show?
Yeah, I'm going to check back with you right quick. I'm going to just roll up real quick, hop in the sound.
All right, nigga, we're about to play this Obama song. Angry Bastard Radio. Right.
Obama, niggas.
We can change the world. La, 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 la. We can change the world. I would like to see cleaner earth for my child that I'm bringing into the world very soon.
I think it's time for change. I want a better future for my children.
Obama. I would like our environment to be safe.
Necesitamos respetar nuestro planeta.
Este es nuestro América. Mi América. Tu América. This is our America.
Mi América.
My America.
Tu América.
Your America.
La América de nosotros.
Oh,
Obama, 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 Obama,
yeah, yeah,
someone to actually make a difference in my generation.
Obama, 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 Obama,
yeah.
I would like to see us in a world without fear.
Basically, I just want the war to end. I would like the rest of the world to think highly of our amazing country. I think the thing that inspires me most about Barack Obama is that he really is going going to be the president of the United States. You know, he's not going to be the president of the top 10% or the president of the most powerful corporations or the president of the most powerful lobbyists. He's going to be our president. He's going to speak for us because we put him there.
Obama.
That's what Obama's about. Unity to this country and changing America's face to the world.
Obama. Obama.
Obama.
Obama. Obama. Obama.
This is my America. Your America. Our America.
Na 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 na. He stands for not just black people, but all people. And he's almost like a reviver for a lot of people. So I believe in Barack Obama because he believes in us.
We are the ones we've been waiting for.
We
are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
We have not had a president over the last 7-8 years who has heard your cries. We have had a president who's been focused on your issues. And so they pray. That is actually paying attention, that is fighting for working people.
We'll be right back.
They feel like they've been left behind. They feel like nobody's paying attention to what they're going through.
No, no, no. Oh, la, la, la. Yeah. Be the realest shit I never wrote.
I ain't write this shit, by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
Be the realest shit you ever quote.
Yeah.
President is black, yeah. My Lambo. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. And mama ain't at home, yeah, still in jail. Tryna make a play, anybody seen a scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. My money's like green and my choice like gray.
Great white, heavy a killer whale. I cannot believe this. Who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinions that make you a politician. Bush robbed all of us, would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida, would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle cause this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus, tell him forward to Moses. Not a sole survivor, just that make me a convict. Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit. When you die of a crude oil, that's black as my nigga boo. It's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama, on my way from Savannah.
Set too high. They said this country was too divided, too disillusioned to ever come together around a common purpose. They said.
As long as things haven't sick, we ain't ready to have a black president. As long as things haven't sick, we ain't ready to have a black president.
Yes, we can change the world.
Got us in the box, solitary confinement. How violent are these cops? They need an early retirement. How many rallies will I watch? I ain't got it in me to march. I got it in me to spark. The game's in the drought, public housing projects cooking up in the Pyrex. My set, my click. Either getting money or running from homicide trial. That's if they ain't died yet. Trying to be rich, still a pledging allegiance. A predicate felon, a ghetto leader. Living my poetical genius to whoever may need it. I believe this for Queensbridge. Now living with my feet up, never defeated. So a president's needed. You know these colored folks and Negroes hate to see one of their own succeeding. America surprised us, a little black man got us. Election night. Is it how can I protect my life, protect my wife, protect my rights? Every other president was nothing less than white. Except Thomas Jefferson and Nick, Indian blood and Calvin Coolidge. KKK is like, what the fuck? Loading their guns up, loading up my suit. Ready to ride cause I'm riding with my crew. He dies, we die too. Yeah, but on the positive side, I think Obama provides hope and challenges minds of all races and colors to erase the hate and try to love one another. So many political snakes, we in need of a break. I'm thinking I could trust this brother. But will he keep it way real? Every innocent nigga in jail gets out on the pill. When he wins, will he really care still? I feel.
As long as things haven't sick, we ain't ready to have a black president. As long as things haven't sick, we ain't ready to have a black president.
Yes, we can change the world.
Change the world.
They said. As long as things haven't sick, we ain't ready to have a black president.
You ain't right there, am I wrong? Pastor in love with a slave master. Silly yours, USA, most brave rapper. Jesse Carjacker, Uncle John Kidnapper. Ass around, Bentley Coop off the Richter. Bitch called life, I pimped her. What? Politics, politrix, clan shooter. Speaking for defense, progress producer. Nothing on the stove, a survival booster. God.
Tonight I say to the people of America, to Democrats and Republicans and independents across this great land, enough! This moment, this election is our chance to keep in the 21st century the American promise alive.
Every day he wakes up in his $1 million home. His life is like a video. The only reality he knows. He jumps inside of his $100,000 car, cruising up the boulevard, driving past people in his heart.
Complains about the gas prices, but still supports the war. He complains about his six-figure salary tax to feed the poor. He doesn't understand the homeless, doesn't think it's genocide. That millions died from three lethal letters. So he does shit to make it better. And I'm thinking, Lou.
Everybody wanna touch the sky. Nobody wants to reach back. But the ones who are scared to fly. Everybody wants heaven. If you don't wanna sacrifice, don't
That's the promise of America. The idea that we are responsible for ourselves, but that we also rise or fall as one nation.
Watch the television full of fabricated shows. Think the world is just a joke. But oh, little does she know that there's a real life drama happening right outside her door. Cause she continues to ignore. But she's like the TV story repeating again. Searching through the channels, skipping past the news. She's more entertained by lies and gossip. Cause it hurts to see the truth. She complains about the nation. Thinks it's a waste of time to vote. She's saying the world has been corrupted forever. No one tries to make it better. And I'm thinking, oh,
it's time for them to own their failure. It's time for us to change America. And that's why I'm running for president of the United States. Fundamental belief that I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. That's the promise we need to keep. That's the change we need right now. You can decide whether we're going to travel the same worn path or whether we will chart a new course that offers real hope for the future.
It's a lantern, it's a new day, high. It's a new day. Tell the streets it's a new day, high. Tell the block it's a new day. Obama, the president, yeah, high. Oh, high. They said we can't cross the Red Sea. I tell them, yes, we can. They said the blind man will never see. I tell them, yes, we can. They said the slaves will never be free. I tell them, yes, we can. They said Obama won't be the president. I tell them, yes, we can. We gonna rise, we gonna rise. We gotta rise, yeah, justice is just right. We gonna rise, we gotta rise. We gotta rise, everybody just rise. This is the Exodus, it makes the Genesis. So move, everybody just move. We gonna rise, we gonna rise. We gonna rise, everybody just rise. Tell the truth in the truth, the truth. It's not all that glitters is diamonds. Tell them the truth, boy, the truth. Most of y'all wear cubic zirconia. Tell them the truth, yeah. Your soul is worth more than diamonds. Oh, 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 high. Mr. Lantern, it's a great day, high. Oh, oh, high. Tell the streets it's a good day. Oh, oh, high. Tell my people in the hills it's a good day. Oh, oh, high. Obama for president. Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo, what up? That was a little Obama, the Obama mashup, you know what I mean? You know, put that positive message out there. Let y'all brothers and sisters, and when I say brothers and sisters, I don't mean like, you know, brothers and sisters as in black or, you know, your actual brother and sister. I'm talking about everybody out there. Everybody out there is considered a brother and sister, you know, because pretty much our father is God, so you already know what it is. And if you don't believe in God, then I feel sorry for you. And, you know, your day will come. You know what I mean? You'll stay blinded until someone flashes that cop light in your eye, and it won't be a cop. It'll actually be Jesus Christ putting a light in your eye.
Oh, man.
It was down there.
Oh.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hear it. Chi-Town in the building. There you know.
What's
only,
up, man?
She's only an hour and a half late, but I mean.
You know, I was living the good life of watching SpongeBob and eating some pizza,
Eating pizza and watching SpongeBob. You know what? I am hating because I have I have no pizza and I have no cable to watch SpongeBob, so I'm hating.
Yeah. What's popping, though? Ain't
nobody
online?
I mean, look, we online. That's all that matters. We about to run the show. There ain't no 30 minutes left. So, yo, what's your view on the whole Obama situation? Where was you at on Election Day? I'm not talking about this past Election Day. Where was you at the day, you know, the moment of truth? Are we going to have our first half black African American, well, a half black president?
I was probably working or something.
Did you vote?
I can't remember. Yeah, of course. That was like the first time I ever voted.
Really?
I ain't never voted. That was my first time voting.
And how long was the line that you stood in?
It wasn't like that. I went to a church, and as soon as I walked in, I walked out. It was quick.
Okay. Well, then that must have been a great experience because others they said they stood in line for hours. Okay, that's what's up.
Over here, I guess it's different because over here, they sent me a letter at my they sent me a letter and they gave me an address where I had to go vote. And when I went, it was just like in and out. It was quick. I can't even lie. For my first time voting, it was in and out, you know? They know when a G's coming through, you know, it's a wrap.
Yeah, because they said this one guy said that he actually was in line and they were serving like the people that were waiting for a long time, like you know, a bucket of chicken and you know watermelon.
Yeah, right.
And malt liquor.
Where they do that at? Let me see. You're right. That's crazy.
Hey, could you imagine? Yo, let me get let me get 3 wings and a biscuit. You know what I mean?
Sure, I'll take all my kids out there. Like, let's go vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we voting today. We voting today. Mom, shut your mouth. Like, we voting today. Get some free chicken.
Word.
And some biscuits. And a slice of watermelon. Yeah, that's crazy.
That means we must have been really, really.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Must have been real packed.
Yeah. A lot of people said it was packed. So it depends on the time of day you went, though. I know people that actually call them out of work just so they know that they can, you know, put their vote in.
Mm-mm. I didn't call out.
But
I used to work. You know why I was working? Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. You was working what?
No, I used to work third shift. So I went early, so maybe that's why.
Oh, okay.
I went like 11 o'clock, 12, so maybe that's why.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, they started late. Like, they did their thing, late. So that's when, like, if you work late, you went in early. A lot of people, when they got off of work, around the time the polls are closing, that's when you get those lines. Because everybody's trying to get their vote in, everybody's getting off of work. So it's like, damn, man, now I'm in, I just got off of work with a hard, long day. Now I got to vote. So it's crazy. Hold on, we got a caller. Caller, you on the air.
That's crazy. Hey, what's up, y'all? My name's Sean. Just calling in for Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah, what up, baby? How are you?
All right, man. I just had a couple things to say, man.
All right, go on, man. The mic is yours, dog.
I just really wanted to say to the Republicans that they could really get the fuck on and try to do something else with this country, man, because it's all fucked up already. And then the Democrats, they need to step up a little bit more, grow some a little bit more heavier balls, I would say, and fucking start fucking sticking it to them, you know?
Man.
You know what I mean? There's too much millionaires and billionaires already, you know, they already got their seats in Congress and they're fucking... They're out here and they're you know, dirty politicians, I would say. Dirty politicians. and they fucking do shit under the table and all this shit, and they're already millionaires. Why not elect somebody from that's on our level? You know what I mean? I don't know no fucking billionaires or millionaires or even fucking a thousandaires for that matter. Put it like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't know no a hundredaires.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if we can do some shit where we can elect somebody from where we come from and from where we're at on the bracket and our caliber, then maybe we could actually try to get some shit done. Because honestly, I don't think Obama's black. I'll tell you that right now. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I mean, I give it up for him and shit. You know? I mean, he did inherit, you know what I'm saying, a fucked up a country. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I think the government tried to put him as like a source of, we're going to make change and this and that, but in reality, he's getting told what to do. He's not pulling the strings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. That's how it normally is. Unless you really riding for what they want, and smart people know what I mean by they, what they want, if you're riding with what they want, they're telling you exactly what to do, okay? This is what you're going to do. All that stuff you said in that speech, you're not doing any of that. It was cute for the crowd. You're not doing any of that, though. This is what you're going to do. Or you can step down and we'll have BP take over. I mean, that's pretty much how it is, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. I think...
Yeah, man. But that's real deal, though. Like, the Democrats really do need to step their game up, because it's like, Democrats is more like the, oh, vote for Democrats. They're for us. This and that, yada, yada. But a lot of these Democrats ain't never been through poverty or know what it's like to bust your ass and make that money.
Hey, man, you know what I have to talk about, bro? Real fucking talk, man. I just can't understand how these fucking cops could just want to fuck with these poor people, you know what I'm saying? I've been locked up the last 3 fucking years about 6 fucking times, bro. Check this shit out, man. Yeah, man. Real talk. Real fucking talk, bro. All right, man. Check this shit out. Locked me up 6 fucking times. Motherfuckers won't send me to prison, but they want to lock me up in a fucking county jail for like fucking months of fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Where I could fight. Nobody sees the inside of the jail system, homie. Nobody, until you really get inside, you don't know. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know what they feed us. These motherfuckers out here, you know what I'm saying? They want to fuck with everybody that, all right, once you get the first sticker, it's bullshit, homie. This fucking shit is whack. I just don't understand how these fools can sit there and fucking not do shit about it. Well, you know, I would believe that so many people. Hide your kids, hide your fucking wife, because these niggas is coming for you, man. You feel me?
You
wow.
I'm saying.
Motherfucker that just doesn't have a job. I had a good job. I had a good family. I lost my wife. I lost my daughter. I lost my job. I lost my car. They fucking took everything from me. I don't have shit right now. I'm trying to get a job with a fucking felon. I turned into a felon because...
I got a question. What case you caught?
They were actually like DUI tickets and shit like that. Getting fucked up. I smoked some kush, right? And I smoked some hash. But they caught me with it. But I'm a legal marijuana patient. I got a certificate for that to prove it. But these fools still want to gaffle me for my shit. You understand? Like, this is bullshit. Because I have a bald head and I look like a fucking dumbass motherfucking Mexican. That's some bullshit. I'm tired of it. I'm fucking tired of it. I'm tired of this shit.
Hey, well, we got to stand up and do something about it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, real talk. And for my brothers, this is what everything, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Mexican, man. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I grew up around brothers and everybody. What's up?
You say you're Mexican?
Yes, I'm Mexican. Mexican. Oh. Mexican.
That's what's up. It's not good. It's not good, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Chi-Town. What you saying, Chi?
I mean, I think this man needs God. You know what I'm saying? I think you need to go to church and you know what I'm saying, put your trust in God. And I think your whole situation will be a turnaround. Because right now you don't got a faith. You say you got felonies and you ain't got a job and all this. But if you put your faith in God, you would get all access to everybody, you know, to anything. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what the thing is, man?
With God, you could do anything. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? Everybody's been through life. Everybody's had up and down. You know what I'm saying? You could do a turnaround in your life and be an example to all your people. You know what I'm saying? I know your situation is wrong right now. You lost your wife. You lost everything.
That's all I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to burn my own butt. Man, I just can't work this shit out. I can't understand how they want to approach me in a manner that I just can't handle it. They want to disrespect me in any type of way they can, bitch slap me. Do whatever you can. Okay, take my product, take my freedom, all that. I don't care. I really don't. You know, I got uncles that are like half black and Mexican, and I got butt hair. I don't give a fucking flying shit.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel you, dog. I feel your pain, man. I mean, it's messed up, and it's like the more you're in this world, and the older you get. The thinner the laws get. Before it was, you know, oh well, you get a ticket for running.
Well,
you know what?
You do the crime, you gotta do the time. You know what I'm saying? You know when you're doing something, you're breaking the law, and you gotta do the time. You know what I'm saying? That's part of life. That's how you live and learn. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying you gotta understand though, Chi-Town. Like I was in New York one time, and I got a summons. This was 6 years ago. I got a summons for spitting on the ground. They gave me a ticket.
Now you're spitting on the ground.
Huh? That's crazy. How are you going to give me $50 for spitting on the ground? This
I don't know.
Somebody else got their ass whooped by a cop because they were jaywalking. Matter of fact, it was that video on YouTube with the girl.
Did y'all see
the girl got in trouble because she was caught jaywalking.
She
was arguing. And her homegirl was fighting with a cop, and the cop just straight up manhandled her, just took a fist to her jaw. I mean, it's crazy.
I would slap the bitch.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo, dog, where you calling from, man?
Man, I'm calling from Compton, G.
Compton in the building, you already know, man.
Compton, California, man. Real talk.
Yeah, y'all already know Compton is running. Compton is holding it down right now on Angry Bastard Radio. Just to let y'all know, Compton is in the building.
Everybody look up to the game. The game is not the average to look up to him from Compton. I've been in Compton real. I see that little nigga grow up so long before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that fool, but he's doing his own thing. He don't show no love to the hood. But what I'm trying to talk about, every time I get locked up, they look at me as the wrong motherfucker, dog. I'm trying to make a living, G. I got kids I got to feed.
I feel you on that. I feel you. Because with a felony, you can't do nothing. So the only thing you can do is just hustle. That's how my baby daddy is. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what the fuck? Ain't nobody want to give me a job, not even McDonald's. So I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just,
My kid is 17 years fucking old. You know? And, like, she feels bad. I feel bad. I'm tired of this shit, man. Like, I don't know what type of society... I feel bad for these children that in this environment, they do not know how to control the system in which way it evolves because they're in the lifestyle. This is what it is. When are they going to stop? These fucking cops live off this shit. You feel me? Live off this shit. They like this shit to see people cry and families destroy.
I mean, that's real deal because in Philadelphia, they're closing down all the activity, all the after-school programs that keep kids off the street. They're closing all of those down and hiring more cops.
Budget cuts.
I don't understand that. You close all the activities so that kids don't get in the street and start shooting.
I ain't going to hold you, but Philadelphia, they kind of tough out there, though. They be trying to manhandle the police and everything. I mean, they do need more cops out there. I ain't even going to hold you on that. I got to give it to them on that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, man? I got some shit to say. I love y'all's show. I've been listening to y'all for a while. But I just got out of jail like 7 days ago, and I still ain't took a fucking shower, so I need to go shave my ass hair and get the fuck on.
Hi, homeboy. Welcome back, dog. And thank you for being a fan of the show. And make sure you wash underneath. Well, make sure you wash underneath the crevices of your ass, too. Make sure you get there. If you gotta take a reachable toothbrush, then use one of those. Angry Bastard Radio. You never know who's gonna call up. 914-338-1782. We got 9 more minutes left in the show. Oh man, on the Obama special on Angry Bastard Radio. Big shout out to Compton. Big shout out to Chi-Town. Big shout out to Cook County. Yeah.
Hey, I know that's right.
Cooking a county. We're saying Cook County. If Cook you don't know
County,
what Cook
baby,
County
what?
Is, don't go there
Look
if you
up.
Don't know about it. You might need a guide. You might want to ask our beautiful, sexy female co-host, you know, Chi-Town, to maybe possibly walk you through and show you around. It's not a chance that you'll come back. She'll be back. It's not a chance you'll come back. You got to be tough. Very tough. I don't care if you just got done doing a whole set of calisthenics in the gym and all your whole body parts hurt and you feel like you gained 2 inches on your arms. No, you need to be a lot tougher than that.
Word up.
Maybe I need to go to Angry Bastard Radio Facebook page, check out Chi-Town. And then when you come back on the show, be like, oh, wow, yeah, she do look like a fell bread. Like, she do look tough. I was afraid of putting the picture up.
What picture?
Get choked out. The picture with you in the yellow top.
Oh. Wow.
With you grabbing a little
of your sweetheart, though. I'm a sweetheart, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm a sweetheart, though. You know I don't be like that. I'm really nice. So, whatever.
She's nice until you get it to that level. And she has a short
Oh, yeah. When like, people should put stupid comments in the air and don't know how to approach me properly, yeah. Yeah, I will get stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if you're commenting on Facebook about a bunch of stuff, she will get, you know, loose and go in on you.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, because I don't appreciate
nonsense. I saw a picture with somebody the other day. It was crazy.
Zero tolerance.
We went to 7-Eleven, and the guy owed her 2 pennies, and she pistol whipped this dude. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I have to handle that. You can't mess with my money. Don't mess with my money or my babies, and you be all right.
Word. You already know.
Okay.
Definitely not that. And she's definitely not that. That's that sweet Boricua that listens to reggaeton. No. She listens to hip hop. Hard hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing you can sugarcoat by just blasting some reggaeton, you probably just spat it on.
No, actually, you know what? I'm starting to listen to some Spanish stuff.
Oh, really?
Like
what?
Yeah, I'm starting to, like, this is some, Aventura.
Oh, Aventura.
Have you ever heard of Aventura? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. There's a few. I was trying to put it on my Facebook, but for some reason my computer is a little, I don't know. When you come tomorrow, you could probably try to fix my computer.
I bet.
Make it useful. And see what's up. I'll try and download it to my Facebook. But anyway.
Yeah, I hear it.
All right, baby.
I heard it in the background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, this is the reggaeton. So you listen to this type of reggaeton?
Yeah. Actually, I'm listening to that deep reggaeton stuff.
So you listen to the singer told me that in Puerto Rico, they got the real reggaeton. The stuff you listen to with your daughter.
I'll be listening to that reggaeton where the niggas be rapping. Like, they be rapping hardcore, but it's the reggaeton. It's like a reggaeton.
Yeah.
They're putting something in reggaeton. I don't know.
Every time this song comes on the club, I'm the only asshole on the dance floor. Just jamming.
No, you don't
know
how to dance. You try to go up there.
I mean, I know I do that little salsa dancing and all that, the merengue or whatever the hell y'all call it. the Goya, the Goya lessons. I know all about that.
Man, I'll kill you on the dance floor, boy.
Come on, it sounds like a challenge to me. I see. I might have to hit up Latin quarters.
I'll murder your ass, boy.
I might have to hit up Latin quarters and go in on you.
No, I gotta take it to the other spot. Just popping out here.
Oh yeah, as long as it's not in the ghetto, we good.
What's up?
As long as it's not in the ghetto, we're good.
Nigga, shut up. Ain't nobody trying to take you to the ghetto. Come on now. If it was Chicago, I'd take it to the ghetto. It's safer in the ghetto than anywhere else.
No, of course it is. Of course it is.
But over here, I'll take you to downtown. It'll be popping. So your brother can holler at
you.
So your brother could look at some butt cheeks.
Yeah, some. What did he say? He wanted to see some booty cheeks.
Booty cheeks, yeah.
Yeah, man, I wanted to see some booty cheeks.
Hot booty ass nigga.
Hot booty ass nigga. All right, mamas, I'm about to play this last track and get up out of here. You know, like, hey, as always, Angry Bastard Radio has always been, you know, we've always been proud to have you on the show. Show your love. For a second there, I thought the Mexican dude was your friend.
I was like, okay.
I see she has her homeboys, but 818. He had an 818 area code, and that's definitely not Chi-Town. Please, I don't think.
That's California, 818.
Oh, really? So this dude really did camp call from Cali.
Yeah, Southern California, because I remember I used to do calls for a call center, and it used to be from Cali, those numbers, 816-818. Anyways, I'm going to let you close up, son. I'll hit you up on your jack.
All right, son.
All right, deuces.
Deuce. We're about to play this last track. Big shout-out to everybody who was listening tonight. Hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/angry_bastard. That's the old MySpace. You can head us up at MySpace if you want. I don't check it, though. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. Go in the search bar and type in angry_bastard_radio. And you'll see the show Facebook page. Make sure you become a fan of it or like it or whatever. The more the better. Also hit us up at my page on Facebook. That's search bar GEE QEW. That's GEE QEW. GQ. And that's a space in between. And just add the God. You know what I mean? Add me up. God bless everybody. You know. Big shout out to everybody that needs prayer. You know. Make sure you put God in your life. You put God in your life, you can do anything you want in the world. Anything. This week I prayed for many things, and every single one of them came true. So you put God in your life first, you can do anything. Keep that in mind. God bless everybody out there. God bless everybody that was listening to the show. God bless everybody that was at my home. Well, I don't know the dude's name, but everybody's my homeboy because I'm my homeboy. So my homeboy from Cali, big shout out to him and his family, and God, please watch over him and his family, keep him safe and secure. Please watch over Beth. I don't know if she found out who did it to her car, but please find out who did it to her car. Help her find out. Please watch over Michelle. She's about to have triplets. Please let her be able to successfully have the triplets, and they all happen after. And we got 60 seconds to play the last song. Thank you, people. Next show, stay tuned. I'm out of here. One. We love you, Obama. No homo.
It was a creed written into the founding document that declares the destiny of the nation. Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. yes we can.
It was done.
It was done by immigrants. They struck out from the shore, pioneers who pushed westward against unforgiving wilderness.
Oh,
we can.
Yes we can.
It was the call of workers organized, women who reached for the ballot.
A president who chose the moon as our new frontier.
And a king who took it to the mountaintop and pointed the way to the promised land.
Yes,
yes,
we can, to justice and
yes,
equality.
We can.
Yes, 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 we can.
Oh,
yes, we can. The opportunity and prosperity. Yes, we can. The opportunity and prosperity.
Yes, we can.
Heal this nation.
Heal this nation.
Yes,
we can.
Repair this world.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we
can. Yes, we
can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes,
we can.
We
know the battle ahead will come.
But always remember that no matter what obstacles stand in our way, nothing can stand in the way. Power of millions of voices calling for change.
We
have been told we cannot do this by a chorus of citizens. It will
only
grow
louder and
more difficult. We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
But in the unlikely
story
that is America,
there's never
been
anything false
about
hope.
I want change.
The hope of the little girl who goes to the public school in Dillon are the same as the dreams of boy who learns on the streets of L.A.
We will
remember that
there's something happening in America.
That we are not as divided as our politics suggest. That
we are
one people.
We
are one nation. And together, we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three
words
that will ring from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes,
we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes,
we can.
Yes,
we can.
All right, people, we're about to close up out of here, but I'm about to play a quick track. It's 9 minutes long. Just for those of you that actually listened, and all, well, we're not live anymore, but it's still running. For those of you listening to the show, I'm going to hit y'all up with this bonus track. Maybe some of you guys actually heard it. Maybe some of you haven't. This is a beautiful medley. This is the Beyonce Sweet Dreams medley. This is beautiful. Now, after this song, if I can play one more track, I'm going to play another track. But, I mean, I want to play some African music. So if they let me play one more track, which hopefully, God bless, they do, after this Sweet Dreams medley, I'm going to play a little bit of African music, one song, and then we're going to close out. If they don't, then, well, you're just hearing the Beyonce Sweet Dreams medley. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio. Thank you for listening. This is the extra bonus edition. We love you, Obama.
Thank you.
This next song is actually an up-tempo song off of my new record, I Am. I love the lyrics so much, I actually wanted to do an acoustic version of it for you guys. It talks about a relationship being so wonderful, almost too good to be true. You don't know if it's a sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare. Thank you, God.
And I believe that's it for the show, folks. Thank you for listening in. God bless you. Good night.